Saints fans, Pelicans fans, let's go. This is the Black and Blue Report. Black.
Reeves going to go deep. He's got Graham. Touchdown.
Blue.
Down the lane. Shoots. No. Tip follow in for Davis. With 3/10 of a second left.
Welcome into the podcast for the fans. Straight from the teams they love.
It's good to see you guys. Yeah. And I didn't know we had Studio B here in our facility. Good setup.
Now that I know where your guys' little office is, I can pop in here whenever I want.
Well, we're playing through AD. And so everybody's going to have to adjust to that.
Coaches, players, analysts, celebrities, and more.
That guy's Anthony Mackie.
I've gotten in many of arguments about the Pelicans and the Saints over the years.
Harry Connick Jr. joins us here on the Black and Blue Report.
Undoubtedly, to me, the Saints are the singular reason that New Orleans is back on the map.
Hoda Kotb from the Today Show on NBC, our guest.
You know, New Orleans gets in your blood. The Saints never leave it once they get in there.
This is the Black and Blue Report, straight from the source. No appointment radio, wherever, whenever. Now, from Studio B, or from wherever the Saints or Pelicans might be, here's Sean Kelly.
How goes the Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report? Fun show for you today, and greetings again from Studio B in New Orleans, or Metairie to be exact, at the headquarters of the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans. Hi again, everybody. I'm Sean Kelly. Glad you're with us here for the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans. Daniel Salerson is, of course, in studio with me this morning. He'll help me put the whole thing together, and we have two fascinating interviews for you today. Sometimes it just falls in your lap, that's for sure. And I'll be the first to admit that on a list of folks that I wanted to interview during Saints training camp, I can't say that Kasim Edebali was high up on the list. I just didn't know a whole lot about the 25-year-old rookie from Boston College who was listed as an outside linebacker. But yesterday I got a chance to not only meet him, but we did an interview for Black and Blue Report, and it is a fascinating story. So that's on tap for today. And then, as we promoted for you yesterday, Ryan Anderson makes his return to the Black and Blue Report today. He's back on campus. He looks great. He says he feels great. And we have an in-depth interview with him about how life has gone since we last saw him right before surgery in early April on the neck. So a good show for you today. Just the two guests, but two impactful guests, or at least in what I would describe as intriguing guests. So Kasim Edebali and Ryan Anderson today. Did you watch the Emmys last night? I actually did. After I put up with my wife's trashy Monday night television, I won't name names about what show that is or anything else, but when I got home from work and practice yesterday, I endured a little bit, and then I caught, I guess, what would be, I don't know, the last 2 hours of the Emmys. Was it a three-hour show, Daniel? All right, so I missed the first hour. So, and I probably didn't miss all that much. But still, Breaking Bad with a huge sweep. And I have still yet to watch one single episode of that show. So, as I told my wife last night, I said, Kim, I said, I guess it's going to be Netflix time or whatever, on-demand time. I need to go back and start watching this series because they just continue to rake it in. And as Daniel pointed out last night on the Black and Blue Report Twitter feed, which is at Black Blue Report, there is a connection, of course, from Breaking Bad and the Emmys to this podcast, which is, I guess, from last winter. Gosh, was it the winter? Daniel Salerson interviewed R.J. Mitty, who is he even on the series anymore? Did he get killed off?
The series is done now.
Well, the series is done, but he wasn't there last night, right? Or was he?
He was there.
Okay. Anyway, see, this is how little I know about Breaking Bad. But anyway, he was one of our celebrity guests during our first season of the Black and Blue Report. So we're tied into the Emmys. And it was a touching tribute to Robin Williams last night. And it sure was nice to see all the nominations that have ties to New Orleans. I can't believe True Detective didn't win. Did they win anything? Nothing. Shut out. But talk about a great show that was shot here in Louisiana. I mean, that's pretty incredible. Anyway, so I heard somebody describe it this morning as it was a night of reruns because so many repeat winners took center stage last night. Nonetheless, the tribute to Robin Williams was great, and there was my Monday night. And I guess that'll be my last Monday night of not watching football for, well, quite some time. So, all in all, not bad. But anyway, I thought I'd bring it up today because we have the connection to RJ Mitty. And speaking of celebrities, there's a rumor here in the facility, here on campus, that next week on the Black and Blue Report, it could be a star-studded affair. We're hoping. We'll see. It is opening week of the NFL season, so we're going to try and make a good push to bring back some of our favorites and maybe a couple of new ones, too. We'll see how that goes. Practice today for the Saints goes from 11 a.m. to 1:30 Central Time. You may be consuming this podcast after that time today. At that time, of course, you'll be able to check out New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap with John DeShazer and myself on NewOrleansSaints.com. We'll recap here what is the final day of training camp 2014. We've made it to the end. It will be warm today, and then there will be cuts later on today. That's always tough on this coaching staff and front office staff. The roster will get down to 75 by 3 o'clock today. Those cuts perhaps have already been made. We won't know until later on this afternoon, and then the preseason game on Thursday night, and then the final cuts come this weekend to get down to that magic number, 53. We may not see Drew Brees at practice today. There is very good news with regard to the Brees family and a new addition not only to the Brees family but the Saints family too. Drew Brees announcing on his Twitter feed, not too long ago, says, "Spent the early morning with our new baby girl, Britt, and she are happy, healthy, and doing great. God's greatest gift." And a wonderful picture there to go with it. So congratulations to Drew and Brittany Brees and the three boys who now have a baby sister. No word on the name of the daughter yet, but again, good to hear that mom and baby are doing great, and Drew is all smiles. So big news today for number 9. Again, congratulations. And on the Pelican side, of course, we've got Ryan Anderson today, and we're hoping to bring in another player for you tomorrow. And then Thursday we'll focus on the Saints because they play Thursday night, and then on Friday, the word on the street is that Austin Rivers will be stopping by. We'll see how all that goes. But Daniel will be hosting later in the week, and hopefully he'll get a chance to visit with Mr. Austin Rivers. So there you go. That's what's on our mind today. That's quite a bit, and I think that you'll really, really enjoy our two interviews today here with Kasim Edebali and Ryan Anderson. We'll get started with that. Well, let's see. Daniel, who should we go with first? Oh, Ryan Anderson? You got it. Ryan Anderson on the Black and Blue Report after this first quick timeout.
Stay up to date on the latest breaking New Orleans Saints news by downloading the team's official app presented by Verizon. Check out the 2014 schedule, league standings, and statistics. Plus, have access to watch live press conferences with Coach Sean Payton and players while reliving your favorite Saints moments. The Saints app makes the perfect game day companion with a detailed map of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome highlighting the facility's amenities. The free New Orleans Saints app presented by Verizon is available to download on iTunes and Google Play.
In New Orleans, food is more than a passion, it's a tradition. And Zatarain's has been part of that tradition for 125 years. From jambalaya and dirty rice to crab boil and more, Zatarain's has been jazzing up dinner since before there was jazz. And we're excited about what next season might bring. Jazz it up tonight with Zatarain's, proud sponsor of the New Orleans Pelicans.
This is Pelicans forward Ryan Anderson, and you're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report this Tuesday. It gets a lot better because Ryan Anderson stopped by Studio B.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a long time. I don't think you've been in this studio. You've been in the one at the arena, right?
I was at the other studio.
Yes, but now you're here.
Yeah.
At the headquarters.
It's great to see you guys. It really has been a long time.
It has been a long time. And it's been a long time not only just not talking, but actually seeing you. I'm used to seeing you like about every day.
I know. I miss you too. Are you trying to tell me that you really miss me a lot?
It's hard for me to express my feelings sometimes.
I know it is. I miss you too.
Thank you. All right. I feel better now.
Okay.
All right. Let's just get right to the question everybody wants to know. How are you feeling, I guess, is... Is that the best way to say it?
How am I feeling? I feel, sure, yeah, I feel really good. I feel ready. I mean, I haven't had a ton of time to condition, and you know, that injury really set me back. I couldn't do a lot of things for a while. But in the past month and a half, I've been running. I've been doing a bit of conditioning and working on some strength work with my physical therapist, and I'm all cleared to work out with the team, except I can't do contact basketball yet. So, but as far as how I feel great. And I'm very confident that I'll be 100% by the time the season starts.
All right, let's do a little timeline here.
Okay.
Injury happened in January 4th, I think, is to be exact. Mm-hmm. Surgery was when?
Surgery was in April, in the beginning of April. I think it was the 6th.
And you had, at that point, it took that long to exhaust all of your possibilities, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
We had to wait around to see if some things were going to heal.
Post-surgery, how much movement could you do? I mean, how laid up were you?
I felt really good after surgery. I mean, I was on some pretty powerful, you know, painkillers, but other than that, I mean, I didn't really have any pain necessarily in my neck. The pain was sort of on my shoulders because they use this platform to kind of raise my neck up to make the surgery easier for them. So that was the one thing that was the most painful, and they, you know, it was hard for me to swallow, you know, certain foods for about a week. And other than that, I felt great. I mean, I had movement in my neck. They did a really great job with the surgery, though.
So a lover of food that you are, you had to wait only about a week, really?
About a week, yeah. But I had gained some lbs, you know, so I wanted to go on a juice little juice cleanse anyways, so it worked out well.
All right, fair enough. So that process ended. When did you start to, I guess, begin the process of strengthening your neck again?
That was probably the hardest stretch of this whole process, because I had to wait a few months. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't really do any physical activity, although I felt good. You know, that's what the doctors told me. They said that I would feel normal. They said I would feel like I didn't even have surgery after a few weeks. So after about 2 months, I got connected with my physical therapist in Sacramento and where I live back at home, and worked about 3 days a week with them, and they did a really great job. I feel good.
When did you get the "you're good to go" talk?
Wow, I got the "good to go" about a week ago.
Really? That so, reason?
Yeah. Well, they wanted to they wanted to get the workouts more intense. They wanted to bump up the weights and see how I would handle heavier weight and other conditioning exercises to see how I would handle it. And I did pretty well, and no pain, nothing bothering me. And so I asked my therapist. I said, "Can I do pretty much anything?" And she said, "Yeah, I can do anything except the contact, though." Obviously,
right.
Yeah.
But they said the contact will come.
It will in about a month. That's okay. When the doctor cleared me. So.
Did you, whether it was pre or post surgery, did you ever start to think, I might be done playing?
I thought. Immediately after when I got hit, I thought I had no idea what that pain was. I'd never gone through anything like that. So I'm kind of sitting in the hospital. This is pretty serious. You know, this could happen. I'm not a huge worry guy. You know, I'm sort of a one step at a time. If tell me the next step, if I can get through it, I'm going to get through it. If I can't, I'm going to do whatever I can to try to get through it. I mean, I don't like to think that way. You know, I'm kind of like a one step at a time kind of a thinker. So, but immediately when I got hit, I just never felt that way. So, it was kind of a creepy feeling. That thought did flash through my mind.
Okay. Pelicans forward Ryan Anderson with us on the Black and Blue Report. One more question about the injury and then we'll talk about other stuff. But, you said you're kind of a worry-free guy. Do you fear, or is there fear involved with contact again? The reason I'm asking is I've never been through that, but I got to think that you're either going to be ready for that first hit, nudge, whatever, or, man, I don't know. What do you think you are on that?
Fortunately, I have a lot of friends that are smaller guys, and every time I see them, they want to just jump on me for some reason, and even if I had the surgery, they just don't care. So, I mean, I remember like the first time one of my buddies always does that, and I was prepared and he just blindsided me and did it. And I'm like, well, this might be a good little test here to see how. No, but I'm not worried. I'm really not worried. I've as hard as it is, you know, occasionally you're going to get bumped. You're going to get hit somehow by somebody. It's not a massive NBA player. It's not like a, you know, 300-pound guy. But at the same time, I feel like my neck is really strong, and I feel like there's a lot of work I can do in this next month to get ready. Obviously strengthen my neck a ton more. So I know I'll be strong. I'm confident to be ready.
Dating back 12 months, mentally and physically, you've been put through the ringer a little bit. Do you sense now, I mean, getting back on the floor with your teammates today and everything else, do you sense now a kind of a light at the end of the tunnel? Are you rejuvenated in any way?
I am. I really am. It was a really, really hard year, and it's not something I'm ever going to be able to put behind me. You know, it's something I'm going to walk through the rest of my life with. But I take that, and I learn from it, and I've grown so much. And for me, going through moments like that, it shows you who you are, but it showed me the person that I really want to be. And it showed me the things that I want to focus on and what's important to me. And obviously basketball is very important to me, you know, so coming back and sort of having a, you know, you always kind of have that thought, okay, something crazy could happen today. I always have that thought, but at the same time, it is a little weird to kind of have come into this year right now, move back to my home, come back to practice like everything's normal, and just kind of work out and kind of just start the season up, you know. It is a great feeling. You know, I really can't wait for this year to start and just to get that routine, that schedule back. I've been craving it for so long. So it is incredibly refreshing.
In talking to Dell and talking to Coach Williams and talking to some of your teammates, and I'm sure you're sensing it now that you're back in town, I almost get this impression that you and your teammates have some sneaky little surprise cooking for the rest of the league right now. And I haven't sensed an optimism in our facility like I'm feeling right now in a long time. Mm-hmm. Are you in on that? And if so, what's fueling it right now?
What's fueling it is just our confidence in each other. I mean, obviously you see healthy, you know, you see guys with injuries that are just clearing up. You see the talent that we have. I mean, we talked about this talent last year, but there were still some bumps and bruises, and then along the road we had so many injuries. Coming into a year where everyone's healthy, obviously guys are developing. So, I mean, this summer, I mean, Anthony's made huge strides, and you know, I've talked to Drew, and I know that he's feeling great, and Tyreek's feeling good, and Eric, you just worked out with Eric out here. You know, it's a month before training camp, and we have vet guys coming in here. They're excited, and it is an exciting environment to be around. That's the kind of environment I want to play for. And I just can't wait for all the guys to get back. And I know that's going to be real soon here. We have a couple new guys that are going to be dropping in the next few days. So yeah. Can't wait.
Speaking of the new guys, one of them is overseas right now, but I do want to ask you about him. We're going to miss your buddy Jason Smith. You and I have known Jason a long time. But you get a new member of the position group there with Omer Asik. What can you tell us about his game from your eyes, and how that fits in with you all?
I think he's a perfect match for what we've needed. I think that for a while we've wanted to get him, you know, and he's just a solid big guy and a guy that you really can expect a lot of productivity, especially on the defensive end. I mean, he's gonna rebound, he's gonna guard, and he's gonna clog up that paint. I mean, him and Anthony is a pretty intimidating, big man duo out there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be really, really fun to see him come out here and really, I think he's going to change a lot for this group. And I've met him a few times. I don't know him super well. Eager to meet him, get to know him a little bit better. But I hear he's just a hardworking, just like a gym rat, a guy that likes to come in and just be a brute. And a little bit like our buddy Jason Smith we were talking about, kind of like a little brute. But the guy's massive. I mean, he's just a massive, huge guy. So, but he can play and he can guard and he can block shots. He has great timing. So, he's a huge piece for this year.
How's your shot? Is this now my moment to take you on in horse, or are you back to where you were shooting before?
Man, I look pretty good today, man. It felt pretty good today, but I don't know. Your jump shot. You got a great looking jump shot.
On Tuesdays, that's about it.
On Tuesdays,
yeah, Tuesdays good for me.
Well, maybe let's try it tomorrow. All I'll right. give you a shot.
Okay,
I'll give you
fair
a
enough. Hey, will you help me get a message out real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Because we've talked about this excitement and everything else. As we're sitting here on this Tuesday, there is a pre-sale going on for those fans who have signed up for Pelicans Insider, and the pre-sale is for the two preseason basketball games and then the first two home games on the schedule. Tomorrow, the rest of the general public will get their first crack at those tickets. Help me preview what they're going to see early from us and why now may be the best time to act with regard to getting those seats.
You got to get these seats, guys, because we're going to be full throttle. We're going to be healthy. We're going to be everything that you've wanted this Pelicans team to be. And, you know, obviously, it's my job to tell you, just come to the game. But I'm being serious. Seriously, I have like a lot of sternness on this radio show.
Keep going, bro. You're
seriously, doing everybody. No, I'm just kidding. But get these tickets. We're going to be great. We're going to be exciting to watch. I think we're going to be one of the most exciting, dynamic teams to watch in the NBA. And we're going to make a huge run this year. That's what we need. That's what we want. We feel the pressure from you guys. We feel the pressure from everyone else. We need to do it. We want to do it. And we have the chemistry. We have the talent. And I'm just excited to get everybody back. And I hope you guys are too. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Pre-sale today. Not regular folks. Everybody else tomorrow at Pelicans.com or Ticketmaster. Again, the two preseason games, there are only two dates at Smoothie King Center, and then the first two games at home. We actually open with two at home, which is fantastic. The first of which is against Orlando on October the 28th, and thanks to Smoothie King, there will also be free T-shirts to those paying for tickets on that opening night, along with all the other opening night stuff. So good stuff there. Good stuff here. Good to see you, Ryan
Great
Anderson.
To see you.
Yes, sir.
Great to see you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
And I won't shoot against you.
Why not?
I'm smarter than...
We can try it. Let's do it in the next few weeks.
Okay. Fair enough, and then that'll be it.
All right.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All the best, and a month away from contact?
A month away.
Good man.
Excited.
All right. Ryan Anderson with us here on the Black and Blue Report. Lots more to come. Stay tuned.
At the Ochsner Hospital for Children, no matter where you turn, you're surrounded by bravery. Children and teens dealing with health problems beyond their years. Parents working hard to keep the worry from their face. Doctors and nurses doing everything possible to get them back home, where they belong. From rare brain tumors and leukemia to heart conditions and organ transplants, we offer a level of pediatric care unmatched in Louisiana. With more advanced capabilities than any other children's hospital in the region, even our kids-only ER can handle any pediatric emergency. In fact, the only thing tougher than the problems we see every day are the kids themselves. Choose the Ochsner Hospital for Children and never wonder if you could have done more. Call 866-OCHSNER to find an affiliated pediatrician near you. Ochsner, healthcare with peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans.
Back here on the Black and Blue Report, and our first chance really to talk to linebacker Kasim Adebali, who's a 25-year-old rookie. How many 25-year-old rookies do you know, Kasim?
Not too many.
Help me understand what makes it to be a 25-year-old rookie. Back me up a little bit here toward Boston College.
So what really happened was, because I grew up in Germany, and I was 18 when I graduated from my German high school, but I didn't speak English at that point. And that's when I came to America and had to go to high school. So I was like an 18-year-old junior in high school, but I had to learn the language. And then 2 years into high school, I got recruited from Boston College, and I redshirted as well. So I'm really like 2-3 years behind than the average rookie right here.
Is your family, you know, originally from Germany, or is this a military situation?
Actually, I just grew up with my mother in Germany. I actually met my father for the first time when I was 21 years old. He is actually American, and I haven't met him before that. But it was pretty special. He saw me playing at 4BC, you know, and now we stay in contact.
I was going to say, so it's been a good relationship then since.
Definitely. Okay. You know, I'm just, this sport, you know, I feel really blessed. You know, I got a relationship with my father now. You know, I played this great game. And, you know, my family back in Germany all supports me.
How did you get to New Hampshire? And is that home now?
I know. It's funny because, like, I really didn't know nothing about American geography. So I heard New Hampshire. I was like, it's America. Let's go play high school ball. And then, you know, I figured out. But I was in a scholarship program. And then they offered us a couple schools to go to. And the school in New Hampshire was one of them.
Okay. So a couple of sacks here in this preseason. You know, take me through what it's been like for you the last month or so.
It's been a great learning experience. You know, like, guys like Junior Gallette, who I really take as a mentor, you know, every day in practice, he really teaches me my pass rush progression, tells me, like, what matters, get off the ball. And then, you know, I come out on game day and then just try to perform as well as I can.
Do you like this time of camp? Is this your first go-around kind of into this final week? And maybe I'm good, I'm not good. You know, what are your thoughts right now with one preseason game to go and cuts coming up and all that?
You know, I just go day by day. You know, I try to maximize every day. You know, I wake up and in my mind, I just want to have the best practice I ever had in my life. And that's how I really take it. You know, I don't try to look too much in the future. I just really want to maximize every day.
I've been looking at some of the guys who are, I guess what you'd call converted guys, as far as, like, Stanley Jean-Baptiste was originally a wide receiver, and now he's learning the defensive side of the football. It seems like in your case, you're just flat learning football still at the age of 25.
You know, I feel like, and a lot of vets say that too, like, you never stop learning.
Okay.
So that's really my mindset. Like, every day I just try to get better in a little bit, something, you know, pass rush, run. So every day is a learning experience, and I try to be a better version of myself.
Have you been able to at least raise the international awareness of those in your position group? Some of them think they know everything, and maybe you've been able to teach them a thing or two.
Definitely, you know. And it was actually great seeing one of my close friends, Bjorn Werner, who's also German, plays for the Colts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just trying to get the sport a little bit to Europe, and, you know, it's the greatest sport in the world.
What do you bring? You know, after growing up in Germany, did you play football as in soccer over there?
No, actually, we have American football. I played for the Hamburg Huskies.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's obviously not as big. We don't have high school sports. It's all club.
Okay.
So I really, you know, I started playing when I was like 10, but such on a different level than it is structured in the U.S.
How did you get noticed?
I played for the German national team.
Okay.
And I was on the German national team with Bjorn Werner, actually. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, we both went to American high schools. So that's really how we got noticed. They saw us there, and then we got scholarships from high schools.
All right. Give me your impressions on what many call an international city like New Orleans. I'm not sure there's a real German heritage here, but I'm curious as to what you've been able to find out.
I know it's much hotter than it would ever be in Germany or in Boston. I remember that first OTA practice I came out here, and it was hotter than, and everybody told me it's not even a hot day. And you know, I was just really, really sweating pretty hard, pretty exhausted.
Well, here's to a great rest of camp and a good effort on Thursday night.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yep, Kasim Hedabali with us here on the Black and Blue Report. More in a moment.
Tickets for the 2014-15 Pelicans home opener at the Smoothie King Center go on sale tomorrow. To score the best seats for this big game, visit Pelicans.com.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash. From the neon lights of Shreveport-Bossier City to the banks of Grand Isle, Lotto is your game. It doesn't leave the state, and there's nothing like it anywhere else. It's Louisiana fun just for Louisiana. Lotto, it's a whole lot of cash. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Gatorade knows every victory starts from within. It's the determination to come up big when it matters most. But no athlete does it alone. They need training and fuel to perform. That's how greatness comes from within. Win from within.
Want to listen to the Black and Blue Report on your phone? Download the Saints and Pelicans app today.
See, I was right, wasn't I? Good stuff. Kasim Edebali and Ryan Anderson today. Thanks to them for joining us on the Black and Blue Report. Congratulations, by the way, to Jim Parsons, who is a favorite of this program, The Big Bang Theory. Anyway, that's enough Emmy talk. I thought I was going to leave that in the first segment, and I didn't. Tomorrow on the program, more from Saints Camp 2014. We'll effort to bring you, one of our Pelicans players. I think maybe Eric Gordon tomorrow. That'd be great. All right. What else do we have tomorrow? Oh, yes. Daniel and our fantasy, what do we want to call him? Is he guru? Analyst? Is he an expert? Okay, to some people. How about our fantasy correspondent? Mr. Seeley will be in with us tomorrow. So some of you may be having your draft tonight. I heard that tonight would be one of the more popular draft nights before the final preseason game as people were waiting for more cuts to be made. Anyway, I'm not a fantasy football guy. Daniel's that guy, and he'll do all that for you tomorrow. And I'll see you right back here from Studio B tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the Black and Blue Report. Thanks for joining us. Stay cool today. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you right back here on the podcast. For Saints and Pelicans fans, I'm Sean Kelly. So long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.